Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. Hey everyone, do you use essential oils, or maybe you're just curious about using them and you want to make sure you know how to use them before you get started? Then you have come to the right place. My name is Leah Jacobson, a certified clinical aromatherapist, essential oil educator, speaker, author, and all of that good stuff. But most importantly, I am your go-to when you have a question about how to use essential oils safely, no matter which brand you use. Now let's get started on today's podcast. Today's tip is on bug repellent and tick repellent. Not all of the bug repellent and tick repellents out there are going to be safe for children. I get asked all the time, is this safe? Can I use this? And nearly all of them contain essential oils not recommended for under age 10, such as eucalyptus or peppermint. But I have a recipe that you can use right away, right on my website, that is going to be safe for all ages. So my tip for you is to go check that out. Free recipe. You can go to usingeossafely.com/TOBO, and you can find a recipe safe for all ages, even safe around your dogs. And this will help repel bugs like mosquitoes as well as ticks, because hey, it's that time of year. Now, you can use hydrosols as a base. You can use water as a base if you want to, but hydrosols do give a little bit of extra boost to repelling those bugs and ticks. And you can add all of this to a spray bottle, and you can shake it well before you spritz it on your clothing for underage 2. You can spritz it on your skin if you're over age 2, but generally speaking, we like to avoid adding essential oils to the skin of children under the age of 2, just because their skin is much thinner and is not quite developed, and they're more prone to having adverse reactions when essential oils are applied topically. So the recipe, for those of you wondering, is a combination of geranium, both bourbon and Egyptian. One is best for ticks and one is best for mosquitoes, along with lemon, eucalyptus, and patchouli. So for the full recipe, please go over to usingeossafely.com/TOBO and make sure that you check out the bottom of the page where I answer a bunch of different questions that are pretty common that I receive about this recipe. Why are there 2 geraniums? The botanical name of geranium. Is geranium really best for ticks? And what about lemon eucalyptus? Is that really better than DEET? Which lemon eucalyptus is preferred? A question about batch sizes, preservatives, if you need an emulsifier or not, and where to find the hydrosols for the recipe. If you are not sure if the bug repellent you are currently using is safe for your underage 10 crowd, go ahead and flip it over and check the label. If it contains eucalyptus essential oil, now lemon eucalyptus is totally fine. That's more of a lemon. It is not unsafe for children under age 10, but regular eucalyptuses are not recommended for underage 10. Rosemary is not recommended for underage 10, and that's another one we see in bug sprays too. And sometimes you'll see peppermint, and that is not recommended for underage 6. Another common essential oil that I see added to these sprays is lemongrass. And that is one you have to be very careful, even if you're over age 2. For any age, you want to be careful about using lemongrass topically. It can cause skin irritation if used at over a 0.7% dilution. So if it's more than a 0.7% dilution, it could cause topical skin irritation or sensitivity. Now, since we don't have access to the company's recipes and we don't know in what dilution those essential oils are being used, it's possible that the company doesn't even know that it shouldn't be used in that amount. And so you have to be very careful if you are using sprays with lemongrass. If you have a spray with lemongrass, make sure you spritz it only on your clothing and not directly on your skin, in case that is over the topical max for lemongrass, so you don't have any adverse reactions. So to summarize, the best essential oils for repelling bugs and ticks are going to be geranium and lemon eucalyptus. You can also add patchouli or even cedarwood if you want to. And the ones you want to make sure to avoid are going to be lemongrass, eucalyptus, rosemary, and peppermint, especially for under age 10. And again, the recipe link is using eossafely.com/TOBO. And if you listened to yesterday's tip, I was talking about basil essential oils, and I neglected to include a link that I do have for more information on those essential oils, and you can find that information over at usingeossafely.com/whatbasil. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like more information about using essential oils safely, you can visit my website over at usingeossafely.com. Have a suggestion for another podcast episode or have a question for me about using essential oils? Go ahead and shoot me an email. My personal email is leah@usingeossafely.com. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcasts. To get a signed copy of my book or to access the course, which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book/course, for those resources.